Friends, this morning's text is found in the 7th verse of 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Verse 7 says, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." And the subject that I want us to think about this morning is from this verse, and it is about seeing and living faith. A seeing and a living faith. It's about living by human sight or by a spiritual light. For we walk by faith, not by sight, the apostle says. In the last verse of the previous chapter, he says this in verse 18 of chapter 4. He says, "While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen," he says. We are looking at things that go beyond this world. We are not looking at objects and people and things with these eyes, but we are looking at things that are spiritual. He says, "For the things which are seen are temporal." They're temporary. They're of this world, but the things which are not seen are eternal, he says. Now, if someone is not a true born-again Christian, however clever they may be, however accomplished they may be, however you do various skills, you're able to do many things, even being religious, even saying that I'm spiritual. A lot of people would say now, today, I am a spiritual person. Well, mankind is spiritual. God has made us to be spiritual creatures. We are not like animals. So a person can say those things, but if a person is not a born-again child of God, is not a true Christian, trusting, believing in the finished work of Jesus Christ, what is that person doing? He's still, with all of these other things, according to the Bible, he's living by sight. He's living by human eyes. That's all he is doing. And I don't want to be offensive at all, but if you are the cleverest and the smartest person in the world, if you have many plaques on your walls, even maybe a churchgoer, and as I believe you are here this morning, we are all churchgoers. I'm a churchgoer. But if that's all that there is to my life, if I'm depending on my baptism being as an adult, or if I had been sprinkled as an infant or confirmed, if that is all that I'm trusting in, or even my good works, even my service, that I am a preacher, and you might say you are doing various other things, if that is the thing that I'm holding on to for my salvation, then I'm still unconverted. Then I'm still someone who is not born again. You see, my salvation and your salvation depends only on the finished work of Jesus Christ and his person. That is it. And so what I need to do is to repent of my sins, and I must trust only in the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is what God has said he would use to bring about my salvation and your salvation. So if that is not the case, then we are still walking by sight. Our focus is on those things which are visible things, on material things, things that you can touch and feel, and temporary things, transient things. And that's the life of many, many people. And that is why that it is through the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ, God uses that by the power of the Holy Spirit to bring about salvation. But sadly, we are living in a world that people want a kind of religion that sounds good. Lots of noise, lots of music, lots of tasting and touching and feeling. But my friends, the Lord Jesus Christ said that he works by his Spirit in the hearts of sinners. And he has come not to call the religious, not to call the righteous, not to call those who think well of themselves, but he's come for these who are like those two blind men, crying out, "Lord, have mercy upon me." It's for those people. "Lord, have mercy upon me." My friends, if we are only living life with just these two eyes and our own feelings, you're confined only to this material world and material things. You're walking by sight. That's your philosophy. That is your approach. And that's severely limited. You've put yourself in a box. That's what it is. There are people who say, well, the very opposite to Christians, to believers, but actually it's the opposite is true. A person who is walking by sight only is not converted. They're in a box. That's all they deal with the things of this world. And that's a tragedy and a shame too. But a Christian lives by faith. It's not a blind faith, as many people think they do, but it is a faith based on facts, truths, realities. And also, of course, they use their eyes. Of course, they use common sense and their brains too. But that's not that all that they see. They see that there is much more to this world than what we see. There's a world beyond this world. So, friends, I want us to think on four things in the time that we have this morning. In the context of this, that we need, this passage is talking about a seeing and living faith. And the four things are these. First of all, what is walking by faith? Here the apostle says, for we walk by faith. Well, what is that? Secondly, I want to speak further on faith, that faith is based on facts and information. It's not, as many would say, is not blind. Or we would be fooling ourselves. And third thing, I want us to think a little about the meaning of seeing. What does it mean here? By sight. And then finally, I want to speak further on what is true faith. So first of all, what is walking by faith? The apostle says, for we walk by faith. Walking by faith. That person doesn't make up this spiritual heavenly context. He's not making up what he thinks, what he believes by himself, within himself, or thinking, well, I've watched this video and I've read this kind of a book and that person says this. They're not making things up and going along from this to that. There are many people who are going along with even preachers and even they say, well, I've watched this thing on YouTube and I've seen that sort of thing teaching here. That's not the person that is talking about here. The person who is walking by faith is basing their faith on the revelation of God. It's the revelation of God. He gets that information to base his faith on by what God has revealed in his own word, which is the Bible. God's published word of truth, which is perfect. Sight, my friend, your eyes, your feelings are so limited. But faith believes God's explanation for life and for the world. God's plan. What God has done for the human beings. It is God's plan of salvation. What he has chosen to do, the way he has chosen to do it, to bring about forgiveness of our sins, to rescue us from this sinful world. That's the thing that the Bible speaks about. And there are so many ways we can illustrate these things that we are talking about. Walking by faith. It's all the difference between saying flying an aeroplane by sight or by instruments. Have you ever flown a plane? I don't think many of us have flown planes. But how much more difficult it would be to fly it just by eyes. By sight. There are not even many planes left without many instruments. I know somebody whose car, the speedometer doesn't work. How do they drive the car? It's a miracle. But imagine that. Imagine, and you have done it, maybe, at least I have done it, when you have had an accident, maybe one of the wing mirrors are off. I remember driving from London without mirrors. What a thing it is. How dangerous it is. And you're always uncertain. Am I going too far this way? Am I going too far that way? But you see, this is the life of a person who is walking by sight. This is a person who has all the wing mirrors off. All the lights are out. The speedometer is not working. He has nothing to go by. All he has to, I have to depend on myself. This is all that I've got. There are many people who live like that. That's the good picture of what this is talking about. But if you are trying to live your life entirely in a material way, living by sight, not by faith in Jesus Christ and what God has revealed, you're actually very limited. What you will see, where you go, what you can understand, how you look at life. You're like a person who says, I don't have a passport. I'm not saying it's a bad thing to have a passport. It's like a person who says, I've never gone out of my county, my city. And there are people like that. There's nothing wrong with that. But there's far more wrong with a person who says, all I'm living for, I'm limited to this world. That's all I'm doing. You're like a person, and you've all played this game, a battleship game, I'm sure the children have, of the game of hoping and guessing. Am I going to hit the target or not? You don't know because you can't see the target. And so you're aiming, and then you miss. And they say, next time I'll get it. So then you try again, you put the pin in, and the other person said, no, you missed again. Many people's lives are like that. Just guessing and hoping for the best. Walking by sight, you see. You're walking by sight. Doing things like that by sight. And you will face many inaccuracies in life. Many things you fall into. Have we all not done that? Don't you look back in your life? I certainly do. Look back and see how many things I did that I regret because I was walking by sight. That's what I was doing. I was just hoping and trusting these things that I've learned from other people, it will do the same thing for me as it did for them. Well, is your life system very sophisticated or is it very crude, very simple, without instruments? Do you live by sight or by faith? It makes all the difference. You may be walking by sight, my friends. All of your judgments and the policies of your life, they don't take account of eternity. You're not really matching your life with the Bible. What does the Bible say? What does God say to me? This is how I would live my life with an eye on eternity, that my life is so short. And so what I'm doing is I'm looking at eternity. I'm looking more at the spiritual things, complex things, because I'm a complex person. And God has created me with a body and with a soul, and He's given me a soul that never dies. You see, my friends, everything else, everything you have here, you look around this building, everything will die. Everything will perish. The things that you see with these eyes, it will perish. But you have a soul. There are people here, and your soul will exist, will live forever and ever. That's amazing. Can you really understand it? I can't take that in. But there are people who are just living as if their soul doesn't exist, that there are no spiritual things. Now, I don't want to be insulting anyone, but I was living like this kind of a life. We've all been there, like children doing things by sight. What I want, what I like, what I'd like to have. We have lived more like animals, responding to things that we can see and we can smell and we can taste and touch. And so when our bellies are full with the things that we want, we are happy. And that's what we used to know. That's all that we used to know. That's all the equipment that insight gives us. But my friends, we are going into eternity. And the Apostle Paul is saying here, don't live your life just by the things you see. Don't go like, be so limited. You see, faith is very sophisticated. It's not some mystical thing. It's not something that you have to disengage your mind from. But it says, but for we walk by faith, not by sight. Now, let me move on to the second thing. Faith is based on facts and information. Faith, this faith and trust that we are talking about, is based on facts and information. And the whole chapter is filled with information. These are our hopes. These are the things that we know we will have. I know where I am going, he says. In verse 1, he says, for we know. These are things that we know. There's no doubt about it. We are not talking about hypothesis. We are not talking about things that are just in our minds, but we know. We know we shall all die. We know this earthly tabernacle, this body of ours, it will die one day. He says that these are facts. And you see, faith, we could say, is an information system. It's based on and is full of things, full of facts. And you see, faith is this guidance system. When it is based on the Word of God, faith is looking at this map and is going in the right direction, is making sure that it is going through down the right paths, not the wrong paths. And the Word of God shows us. You see, Jesus Christ says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So if you want to arrive happily to my Father's house in heaven, you come through me. For I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And faith is that is trusting on the Lord Jesus as our guide and as our salvation. Faith believes what God has said about life. This life is so precious. It believes about the origin of life, that we are not simply evolved monkeys. Faith says, I trust in what God says, that I don't believe in what the world is saying and the supposed scientists are saying. You see, there is the religion of what we call scientism today. It's pumped out as science today. And these scientists look around and say, well, if you really think you are a man, even though all of your features, your genes and everything is a woman, you can think you're a man. Am I going to believe on such things and call it science? No, we can't do that. It's not scientific and it is not right. It is most damaging too. If I put science as a god, and it has become a god to many people, it's a form of pseudoscience, then, my friends, are we better off in this world, in our society? No. You see, what the Bible tells us is who we are by nature, our human nature. It tells us about why has this world fallen into sin? How it has become estranged from God, how we have become alienated and separated from Him, and how sin that we all experience day in and day out with our lips, with our life, with our hearts, things we do that breaks the commandments of the Lord. And the Bible explains to us the whole human race, through disobedience to God, has fallen. And then at the same time, the very Bible speaks to us and says, but God has a plan, an eternal plan. Even before the world was made, even before Adam and Eve fell into sin, even before we knew Him, God had made a plan to send His Son, Jesus Christ, to be our Savior, to pay the price, to make an atonement for us, to suffer, to die, to be mocked. We read about that. And He spoke about it. This is what they will do. The Gentiles will take me. They would crucify me. And all my followers will be scattered. But on the third day, I will rise again. A great miracle that took place. And this is what the Bible says. So the faith takes hold of the information that the Bible is giving us. And I trust in it. These are facts. This is part of history. This is what's happened. It's not what, as many people say, is blind faith. No, it is not blind faith. Faith believes what God has said about the whole range of things and knows God's word. And that's the difference between faith and sight. Faith takes account of what God says in this book about mankind and about my nature. It speaks about, why do I sin? Why do I fail? Why do I not meet my own standards? Why is it that as a parent I have many, many regrets? Why as a husband I have many regrets? Why is it that I do these things? The Bible speaks about these things. Why am I separated by my nature naturally? Why am I separated from God? Why am I so selfish? Why am I so proud? The Bible tells me why. Because I'm falling into sin. And everything is tainted in my life. Not to the nth degree, not completely. Or I would have destroyed myself. I would have destroyed this world. But this is the grace of God, that He keeps even sinners, even the worst of people, chief of sinners, as the Apostle Paul calls himself to be. He restrains us. He restrains us. That we are not as bad as we could be, but we all know of our fallen state. And the faith in the Bible and what God reveals shows us that there's a punishment that is due to all who sin. That except for the cross of Jesus Christ, there is no other hope of salvation and escape from the wrath to come. And so the Apostle Paul says that since this is the case, since we know these things, are preaching these things. In verse 11, he says, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, that God has revealed that he will judge all. He says, we persuade men. He says, we are seeking to tell people about who the Lord Jesus Christ is. So, think on these things, my friends. The Bible also reveals to us a wonderful truth about conversion. Conversion, how to find God. What it is to live with Him and to know Him. Do you know the Lord? This is what the Bible says in verse 1 again. It says, we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle, this tent, this bodily tent, were dissolved, we have a building of God and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. It tells us about how we can, as it were, tap into God's plan and to know Him and have heaven and eternity. That's what it's talking about. This tent will be brought down. This body will be dissolved. But we have a building of God and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. It speaks to us about the soul. If you live by sight and not by faith, you don't understand many things, many important things from God's word. Because this is spiritually discerned. It's spiritually understood. The Holy Spirit must open your eyes to these things. And however much you try and you try and try, you need God's help to understand the Bible. And that is why many people dismiss the Bible. So I don't understand it. And people, that is why they don't pay much attention to it. They don't pay any heed to it. So everything that you do and all your decisions are simply by human sight. And you're going to this advisor and you're going to this person and say, well, what would you do if you were in my situation? Well, yet, ultimately, if we are walking by sight, we do as we would want. We go by our desires. We go by our urges. You do your best. And you do your best to buy what you can, what you want, what you see. And so your life guidance system is no higher than that, no higher than what you see and what you feel. It's very basic. It's very primitive when you think about it. But this is why when we talk about faith, it gives you all the instruments, all the guidance system, all the purpose, all the reasons, and all the information about the destination where you're heading as well. So that is something for us to think about. Faith is based on facts. Faith is based on information that the Scripture gives us. And that is why the Lord Jesus Christ, again and again, when He taught, when He preached, so I say unto you, these are information that I'm imparting to you. You must know this. You must believe this. You're not just bumping around, just vaguely. Many people's faith is very vague. When you talk about salvation, they really say, well, it's as long as I'm sincere, as long as I believe these things, but when you ask more questions, they don't really know what to say about it. They are very general about things. But let's move on. Third thing, let's think about the meaning of seeing or sight. Here it says, for by faith, not by sight. You already understand some of this. With human sight, with these human eyes, we cannot see God because God is a spirit, the Bible says. God is the spirit. He is spiritual. He's eternal. With human sight only, you can't know about him. That is why people are wanting to have things made for God, to represent God. They have statues and they have crucifixes and they have baby Jesuses and all of these things. Why is that? Because people who are unconverted, they want to be able to see who God is. And yet the Lord says not to make any images of the Lord, but the natural man wants to see those things. The sight is very important. And of course, it is important in our day-to-day life, but there is more to it than that. You cannot with these eyes know about the Lord or know him. You can't with these eyes know what God is thinking of you. You can't know about God, about God's compassion towards us. We can't know with these eyes what is his plan, what's his purpose, what is his will for your life. How is it possible for you to be saved and for him to save you? You can't see that with these eyes. You can't tell these things by human sight. You need the word of God. You need to learn from God himself what he has spoken to our world. So if you go by human sight, and that's what the apostle says, Christians, be very careful. And remember, this is, within the context, it's written to Christians. And says, look, you can go back to your old ways if you're not careful. You can go back easily to be thinking like the world is thinking. And living like the world is living. Don't do that. Because this is what the world is like. If you go by human sight, you will have a wrong view of human nature. You might say, well, I'm reasonably a good person. That's just many people would think of themselves. We wouldn't see our sins if we go by human sight. Because we think we are quite good. And we feel proud of ourselves. We don't see ourselves, you see, as God sees us. We forget. We forget our blemishes. But we see other people's blemishes, don't we? Very easily. And you make a list of them. Men forget many of their sins. Their wives don't. We have such short sight of things. We easily forget what we did, how we felt, how angry, how proud, how self-righteous I felt a year ago. I forget these things. But if I go by my own sight, that's all it is, that I'm very forgetful. But with if I am beginning to read the Bible, if I'm beginning to consider what God is saying to me, I begin to realize I'm in danger. Without Jesus Christ, I'm in great danger. I'm in great danger of God's judgment. I'm in danger of eternal punishment. I'm in danger of sin becoming greater in my life. And the consequences of it, what damages it causes in my life. I forget about these things if I don't read it in the Bible. Things that determine our eternal nature. I forget about these things. I don't see it with these eyes. We see only external things, not deep things, not spiritual things. But this is why Jesus Christ came. And in that account that we read in Matthew chapter 20, you saw those two men. They knew all of these things. They had also been walking by sight. You see, throughout their days, they were blind, but they were in their attitude, in the way they were living. All that they could do is to see how they could live with a few things that other people would give them. And this is the life of many, just living life, just going from this to that, just to see what we can get. in this world, how we can improve, what we can build in this life. What impresses us, humanly speaking, the person who's walking by sight and what he sees, what impresses us are our reputation, our fame, our money, our power, the goods that we have, the material things, the entertainment, the recreations, food and drink, drugs, all kinds of things, sensual things. The lust of the flesh, the Apostle John tells us. The lust of the eyes, the pride of life. These are the things that people see. This is their guidance system, and so that's all that they're limited to. And when we talk about sight, not by sight, why is it so important? Why is it so essential for us to take heed to these warnings? Because sight is so fallible. Sight is very fallible. You can't tell when you go to war. You will not know what the outcome would be, how long it would last. You can't foresee all the twists and turns of life. And in human sight is very limited as well about earthly things, let alone heavenly things. You start something and you just don't know how it will end. And you don't know the pitfalls, you don't know the dangers that are ahead of you. And you can carry on, going on and on and on. And so the apostle says, be careful of that kind of a life. Be careful of that kind of an attitude. And we've been there, haven't we? Oh, it is, if I was to ask you, if you could show me your birth certificate, you could say, well, here it is. This is when I was born. This is where I was born. These are my parents' names and so on. But if I was to show me your death certificate, you say, well, I don't have it yet. I don't have it yet. But how will it end? Where will you be? What will you be experiencing? We don't know. Human sight is very limited. It's very fallible. The things that you think will happen to you, oftentimes you find it doesn't happen. It doesn't work like that. You see, God's thoughts are far above our thoughts. God's ways are not our ways. But God tells us what are his ways in the Bible. Human sight cannot see the future. It doesn't know how life would unfold for you. You know, 3 years ago, you might have been sitting here, listening, taking things in. None of us had a clue that a year later, so many changes would happen. Every single life would be affected by what was to follow. We can't see the political changes. We can't see all of these things. And because of that, if a person is walking by sight only, how fearful you would be. How unstable your life would be. How uncertain your life would be. You see, our eyes are very fallible. What we see in this life is very fallible. 10 years' time, you would not know what will happen to you. But my friends, we are speaking to you of the Lord Jesus Christ, who knows all things. He knew what was going to happen to him. He knew exactly to the very details. And what we are saying here, the message of salvation is trust in the Lord with all your heart. Trust in the one who has made you, who knows the plan, who knows the future, who has everything in his hand. Trust the one who sent his son to die for us at Calvary's cross. And so it is that then as you set your heart on the Lord, then he will fill your heart with his peace. He will give us that peace which passes all understanding. He lifts the burden of sin because he has dealt with sin. But you see that this world, if we go by sight, these eyes, the spiritual things will be secondary. The spiritual things will not be seen. We don't even see the devil. We don't see that there is an enemy of your soul. You don't see that the temptations that come in your way and how he makes a fun of you, how he seeks to play with you, how he seeks to trip you up and ultimately to murder you, because he's a murderer, the Lord Jesus said, from the beginning. He's a liar. And a person who is only looking by the things of this world with these eyes, they don't see even the devil. They don't see that they have an enemy. And so they don't see that more and more their heart is becoming hardened. More and more they are becoming somebody they don't never wanted to be. You know, a person who is very bitter, who is hard-hearted? Do you think when they were brought up, do you think as a little child they thought of themselves, this is what I want to grow up to be? They never thought like that. But you see what happens? Sin and Satan, this world, makes people very hard, very unloving. But Jesus Christ has come to set us free from that. The Apostle Paul speaks about that, his love that is shed abroad in our hearts. The freedom that he gives to serve him, to love him, to live for him, to see and to live. That's the kind of faith we are talking about. Have you had that? Have you only your human sight? Or have you received these new eyes? Are you just walking by what you think? Or are you walking by what God has revealed in his book? Do you have blind faith just in this world and people who claim to be great? Or are you living by what God says? Are you going by human opinion, which is so prejudiced, which is so fallible? Or are you going and are being educated by the Bible and things that glorifies God? People can become very pessimistic or optimistic about things in this world. And it all depends on how they view things, how they see things. And here the Apostle Paul says, don't be like the world. Don't be like the world. Don't be swimming about by every wind, every opinion of man. Because if you do, then your heart will be filled with anxiety. If you do, then you don't know what will happen. You have no hope. You have no destination. And then finally, very quickly, let me say something more about faith. What is faith? It says we walk by faith. Some people foolishly say, as we have said before, faith is blind. Faith is like suspending your reason and believing incredible things. How wrong that is. Faith is very simply believing God's version of the events, the reality, God's view of life, God's statement about the world, its creation, its fall, the need of the human soul. That's the thing that faith trusts in. What God has done about it, how he has provided the Savior. Faith isn't suspending your reason. Faith is believing what God, who has given you the reason, has said and how he has proved it. You believe the word of God. You believe God's account on these things. So my friends, tomorrow you get up. How will it be with you? Are you saying to yourself, I'm no longer carrying on in my life. I'm not looking at this world from my own vision. I'm looking at what God is saying. I'm more concerned about that. I've come to realize that I've been going in the wrong way. I've been seeing only the surface of things. I have not gone beyond that water. I have not seen that what I'm heading towards is not just a little ice, but it's the iceberg. And I'm just not seeing the big picture. Are you going to say that I've come to realize that I've been living my life in a way that has ignored the way of salvation? I've ignored that Jesus Christ died for sinners such as us. I've ignored that. Or will you say, well, this is all religious talk. I'm not interested in these things. I'll just carry on in the way I have been. My friends, I plead with you, as the Apostle Paul pleaded with people, to think, to take these things seriously, to take the fact that Jesus Christ came into this world with a purpose, with a mission, to die for our sins. He came to give us sight to see reality. He came to die on the cross that we might not suffer the pains of hell, but to experience the joy of the Lord. That's what he came to do. What an incredible thing this is. What an amazing truth This is, my friends, we cannot carry on with the load and the burden of sin. But my friends, to think this amazing message about God's grace, what I will do, faith says to you, I will embrace it with all my heart. I will yield myself to it. I will take hold upon it. I will fall at the feet of Jesus Christ. I will repent of my sins. I will ask him to save me, O God. Be merciful to me, a sinner. That's what faith does. I will depend on not myself, but on him alone, on Jesus Christ alone. I will turn away from my sin. I will run to him because I don't want to be punished of my sins. I want to be saved from my sins. That is what faith does. I will come to Jesus. I will come like that man who says, Lord, forgive me. That's what I will do. That is what faith, my friends, does. Oh, many of us live, many of the people of the world live like a person who lives in a town. And each day he has to go to work. But his work is 10 miles away in another town. And every day he takes his burden and he goes to this other place. Every day he goes back and forth. And no one had told him there's a fast train that has linked the two towns together. He could have got on the train. But instead, what he does, he carries on with his burden going each day. My friends, what the gospel of Jesus Christ says, there is a better way. There's a better way. There's the only way. Don't throw away this map. Don't throw away this compass. But to seek the Lord as he has given us in his word. Well, friends, here it is then. The apostle says to you, we walk by faith, not by sight. May that be your testimony too. In my life, I walk by faith in Jesus Christ only, and not by my fallible sight. Praise God for this. Praise God that he has not left you by yourself to grope around in the dark. Praise God, the light of Jesus Christ has come.